From wheat to meat to dairy, the cost of many foods are up, and not only at the supermarket. Association President Ed Lump says there's no mistaking the impact of rising costs on restaurants as well.
Flour costs, for instance, I think are 100% or more higher than they were a year ago. So if you're using a lot of flour for baking, for pizza, for things like that, you feel that. Cheese is another one.
And while it's costing diners more to drive to their favorite place, that cost is also impacting the industry.
Some of our suppliers, for instance, are now adding fuel surcharges onto the deliveries, for instance. So you got to look at that. That's an extra cost as well.
Lump's advice on how restaurants can weather the economic slowdown: make adjustments now rather than waiting for conditions to improve.
The restaurant industry is a very creative industry, and we have survived things like this before that were even of a greater nature than we're facing here.
Lump expects some restaurants to close because of increased costs, but predicts most will be able to make the needed changes to stay competitive and stay in business. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.